It's Monday, July 1st, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Algerian judge has issued a 2-month suspended prison sentence and a hefty fine of $840 on a Christian who was holding worship in his own home, reports International Christian Concern. The man had invited a Christian couple to come and pray with him. Algeria has laws which are intended to prevent non-Muslims from worshiping in, quote-unquote, unregistered churches. Last Thursday, evangelical missionary Andrew Brunson, a North Carolina native who spent 2 decades planting churches in Turkey before spending 2 years in prison on trumped-up terrorism charges, explained to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom how Turkey views Christians.
My indictment and trial give an example of how the Turkish government views Christians. When my indictment came out, it became clear that I had been targeted specifically because of my faith. My crime was Christianization, acting as, I quote, an agent of unconventional and psychological warfare under the guise of an evangelical church pastor. All of our work was intended to fragment Turkey, they said, splitting it into pieces. So basically, the indictment was associating Christianization with terrorism and presented Christianity as a danger to Turkey's unity.
Ironically enough, out of the 83 million people who live in the Muslim-majority nation, there are only 6,000 Protestant converts from Islam. But Turkey President Recep Erdogan was threatened nonetheless. On Saturday, U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam, an Obama appointee, issued a ruling that blocked President Trump from using $2.5 billion in military funds to build